and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In studying the book of Ephesians, we're in chapter 6. And as we look at this, we've been looking at the fact that we have jobs to do. And as we do those jobs, we're to do it as unto the Lord. Verse 7 of Ephesians 6 says, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Well, we see that doing good will, doing service, it means that doing it for the right reason. We're to do it for the right reason. And we're to serve God as we're doing this. And as we serve God, we look at our jobs as if we are doing it for the Lord. We're servants of Christ according to the Word of God. And we as Christ followers, and I've said this before, we need only to substitute Christ by faith in place of those who have the charge over us. You see, when we place Christ first, we cannot go wrong when it comes to serving others. We do serve others one way or the other. We're serving someone. And as we serve someone, as we do something for someone, we need to do it as unto the Lord. Well, verse 7 continues on. It says, as to the Lord and not to men. Paul, in this section of Scripture, continues on now with this thought. And we are reminded here again about how to serve others. In all that we do as saved people, we're to do it as to the Lord leads and guides us. And that is, the Christian should regard his life as having been ordered by God himself for some wise and good purpose. Now, once again, God does not save someone, and he does not say that one person can be saved and another person cannot be saved. That's Calvinism. Hyper-Calvinism says that God chooses only certain people to be saved. Well, that's from the pit of hell. God chooses everybody to be saved. It's up to the person to choose him as the Savior. That's where some people get off the out of the Word of God, and they do not study, showing themselves a workman. We talked about this before. We're to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Doing what? Rightly dividing the Word of truth. God does not say that one person's going to be saved and another person is going to be lost because he chooses some over others. That is totally wrong. God chooses everyone to be saved, and once again, it's up to the individual to choose him as Lord and Savior. As we do that, as we choose him as Lord and Savior, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy that he saved us. We don't work to be saved. We work because we are saved. And whether we're working for the Lord in a, let's use the church for an example. If you're working in the local church, you're there to serve God. Well, maybe you're working in a grocery store. You say, well, I'm working to serve my boss. I'm working to, to fill the shelves or whatever. You need to view this as you're serving God. You're serving the Lord as a saved person. You're doing what he wants you to do. You're letting God take care of you. And he's placed you in a position. He's allowed you to be there so that you can earn money, so that you can serve him in that position, bringing honor and glory to him. Well, the saved person should perform the service they do for others with devotion to the Lord, giving it all you've got. Let others know that you're saved. One way to do that is by your testimony, especially in a work situation. You need to give it all you've got. Work. Get the job done. You see, we are not to do service for others with the idea of it only in the same sense of doing good for them, but that it is for the Lord. Now, of course, when we do it for the Lord, we are going to help those people who have charge of us, who are those people who have taken charge of us. Now, serving should be regarded not simply to serve man, but to serve the Lord. I say this over and over again. It's so important that we get this. The only way a person can render acceptable service to God is to know Jesus as Savior. In fact, the Bible teaches us that anything an unsaved person does is sin in the sight of God. Now, that may make you, as an unsaved person, that may make you uncomfortable, and the old saying is it may ruffle your feathers just a little, but let me read the scripture to you, that anything that you do outside the Lord Jesus Christ is sin in God's sight. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 4. An high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. You say, well, what in the world does that mean? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Because you see the term here, the plowing of the wicked in Proverbs 21:4, this indicates that anything an unsafe person, and that unsafe person is wicked, that is the wicked person spoken of here in Proverbs 21 and verse 4. He said, don't call me wicked. Don't call me, don't say that I'm a sinner. Well, the Bible says you are. The Bible says that you're unsaved and you need Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Proverbs 21:4 says you're wicked. That's what it says here, wicked. Anything that the wicked does, the unsaved does, is sin in the sight of God. There's only one way that you can please God, and that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then, as we've been talking about work, you still serve Him, you still please Him by doing what He's placed you to do, and that is to work. You see, the Bible further states this in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Well, that is, without coming to God in faith, it is impossible to please Him. In other words, if a person does not believe that God sent His only begotten Son into the world to save him or her personally, and refuses to accept God's invitation of salvation, then that person is on the way to hell. And while in this life, or in hell, you cannot please God. You cannot please God. The Bible says you cannot please God. It talks about mammon. It talks about the things of this world. You cannot hold on to the things of this world and please God. Well, we have to have certain things in this world. We know that. But that's speaking of the fact of holding on to the sin that is prevalent in this world. The Bible tells us that we're not saved by works of righteousness. We can't work our way to heaven. We're saved by and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me say this again. When a person refuses to accept God's invitation of salvation, he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The book of John talks about that and says that. Come unto me, Jesus says, and I will give you rest. When that person accepts the invitation of Jesus Christ, then that person is on their way to heaven, and they have escaped eternal death in hell. And by the way, that eternal death means that you're constantly dying, but you never cease to be. You are constantly tormented in the flames that have been created for the devil and his angels. And then one day, we call it day, one time there's coming when those people who die now and have died in the past, those who die and go to a devil's hell right now, one day they will go into the lake of fire to be tormented forever, 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 never ending. So my advice to you is, if you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you need to come to Him today and say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Lord, I know I can't save myself. I've changed my mind. I've decided to go your way instead of going my way that leads to hell. I want to go your way. I want to go to heaven. I want to trust Jesus Christ. I want to trust you, Lord, as my Lord and my Savior. I want to give myself to you so I can be your servant, so I can do things for you. Thank you for saving my soul. If you'll pray a prayer like that, the prayer's not going to save you. Jesus is the one that saves you, but he wants to know that you're serious with him and that you want to go to heaven by and through him. The Bible teaches us that it's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that we're saved. Well, getting back to our scripture now in Ephesians chapter 6, work. Work for the Lord. And Christian, you know, there's a song that says, work, for the night is coming when man cannot work. In other words, when the Christian's life is over, or when Jesus comes back for us in the clouds and says, come up hither. Well, that's going to be a daytime for us. Those of us who are saved, we're going to be rejoicing. It's not going to be a time of night, but that means work, for the night is coming. Work, for the time is coming when we won't be able to work any longer. Work for Jesus Christ is what it's teaching and what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches us that there's coming a time when our life is going to end. We will give up the ghost. The breath of life will leave us. And I'm speaking to saved people. The breath of life will leave us. And that is a representation of night. In other words, it's over. This life is over. And let me quickly add that the best life is yet to come, but this life will be over, and we're to work now. We're to work for the Lord now to get the job done that he's left us here to do. We are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Word of God. We are representatives of heaven. And you and I who named the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be busy for him, for the night is coming when we can work no longer, because we're not going to be here one way or the other. The breath of life is going to leave us, or Jesus is going to come back in the clouds and say, come up hither, and we'll be gone to be with him. And there'll be no sadness there, but now's the time to work. Now's the time to do the job that the Lord has left us here to do, and that is to tell people about Jesus Christ, our great Savior, the one who lived and died for us and rose from the grave that we could have eternal life. Trust him today if you've never trusted him. And as a Christian, work today, for the night is coming when you can't work any longer. Give him your all. Serve Jesus Christ. Well, let me read Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10 again, where it says, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Serve Christ. Look to him as the one you're serving. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. That's so people would see more of Jesus Christ in you, so that people would see the testimony that you have, that you are saved and that you are on your way to heaven. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. God does not ask you to do more than he puts within you to do. In other words, he's going to give you what you need in order to do what he wants you to do. He's not going to ask you to do something that's unreasonable. Because Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says that it is your reasonable service. It's not unreasonable for God to ask us to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ. It's not unreasonable for God to say to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's not unreasonable. He's given us what we need in order to do what he wants us to do. A saved person, you need to be serving him today. You need to be letting Jesus Christ be the leader of your life. You need to be a servant of his, serving Jesus Christ with every ounce of strength that you have. And one day you'll hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life at lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.